Do you ever just find yourself questioning what you should do in a situation? I usually find myself in between two thought processes. One is, and this is the main one, that life is short, that nothing really matters except what you care about, you know. I'm talking at an individual level. Right, so what matters in life, you know, just doing what you want, what you love. First you have to figure that out, and then just pursue it relentlessly, right? And then the second thought process that combats that almost all the time is, how would society react? How would the people around you react on an individual level? And do you want to disturb that balance that exists? I mean, I wouldn't really call it a balance, but that dynamic. I'm being very vague here because I want it to apply to almost any situation, you know? Whether it is you attempting to talk to somebody new, whether it is, you know, pursuing that career goal or career job, better yet, committing your mind and body to a sport, you know? Every day we're faced with these kinds of decisions, and sometimes we glance over them like they're nothing, although we wish they were something more. So I hope that you, the listener, have related in some way, and you can take away from this that you can do what you want. As long as it's not hurting anybody, as long as it makes you happy, truly happy, then go for it. Because, I mean, yeah, it's morbid, but and you can die at any time. And I'm driving right now, and I have the phone down on my lap, and I could get into a car accident because I'm not in control of the people around me. I just assume that they're following the rules of the road like I am. A deer could just pop out of nowhere, you know, smash the windshield, follow me. Like, it's not worth playing it safe in life, following the path that the world molds you into, that the path molds for you. It's pretty silly, honestly. And I'm saying this from a position of privilege. I know there are a significant amount of people who don't have not even the time to think about these kinds of things. And I sympathize with you guys. And, you know, if I had money, more money than what I need, I would simply help my friends out first, because I have direct connections to them, and help their friends and just anybody who is in need that I might interact with on a daily basis. If I have money, which a lot of people need, because the ones that are surviving aren't thinking about anything else other than money, and I want to give them the freedom of living a life that is not centered around how much money am I going to make this month? Am I going to be able to pay all my bills? Because you're not even living, and that's so sad.